السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, we know that this is the month in which the hujjaj, or those intending to make hajj, begin making their preparation and proceed to Makkah al-Mukarrama for the performance of the pilgrimage. They begin from the end of Ramadan, first of Shawwal, and it goes on until the Hajj has been accomplished and completed. Some will be there for 2 weeks, some for a month, some for more or less time, but all are anticipating and waiting the 8th of Zilhijjah, the day when they will leave for Mina, and from there proceed to Arafat on the 9th, and then on the 10th via Muzdalifah back to Mina, where the stoning of the Jamarat will take place, and where the Qurbani will take place. And then of course after that, the Tawaf e Ziyarat. All those rituals that have to be performed. Finally, of course, there will be Tawaf e Wida. Now all those preparations begin long before the days of Hajj. In fact, the month of Ramadan was in reality a preparation for that Hajj which was to take place. For the person who was intending to make Hajj, and also for others, this month of Ramadan, we know, was a month for spiritual purification. That the person had to purify his soul from all the weaknesses, from all the shortcomings. We were trained in the month of Ramadan. We were disciplined in the month of Ramadan. We were nurtured in the month of Ramadan. A cultivation in our hearts took place in the month of Ramadan. Of shukr, of zuhud, of qanaat, of submission to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by restraining ourselves from food and drink and carnal passions, merely on the hukam and order of Allah ta'ala and nothing else. From halal we abstained, so that it may become even more strong against haram. So the person is expected to have purified himself and cleansed himself before he proceeds to the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's house is no ordinary house. It is not the visiting of some kind of tourist attraction in London, Paris, Germany, France, or any other part of the world. It is not the going and seeing of the Taj Mahal, or some fort or fortress, or something in Switzerland, the mountains snow-capped, where skiing will take place. That is not Makkah Mukarrama. Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba have got a very, very special significance. Unfortunately, the number of hujjaj have increased. The buildings have become more and more better. The facilities have been improved to such an extent that it was unimaginable a few years ago. Now even in Makkah Mukarrama there will be a monorail, or from taking to Mina and Arafat, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, making things even more easy. There are special services and all kinds of facilities that are being provided. The roadways and everything else has been improved tremendously. Those people who went 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, ask them what kind of conditions they had to endure. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is making it more and more easier so that nobody has any kind of excuse that I was a person that was brought up in luxury. I had comfort of all kinds. Therefore it was impossible for me to undertake the pilgrimage. Everything is becoming even more easy. So Ka'batullah Sharif, this comes to mind that in 1969, there was a program at a small little town called Moy River, where my first teaching job was undertaken. Those days people did not go for Hajj like we have today. Thousands of people going for Hajj. And thousands of them on the waiting list. If you heard of somebody going from here or somebody going from there, it was a novelty. People were really excited. This person is going for Hajj. The whole town used to go and see the person off. At the airport also, one person going. Such a large crowd used to see the person off, and du'as are being made, and the person is sent off again. Because he's going to become the guest of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala there. There was such a ihtiram. And when he used to return also, there were great expectations that this person is returning from Hajj. So he will come back from there with the sifat and the qualities and attributes of a Haji Sahib. So there, at that time, there was one person that was going for Hajj from that town. And there was great excitement that one couple going for Hajj. So those days they used to even have big, big jalsas. If a person is going for Hajj, there used to be jalsas. If a person is going for Hajj. Like how we have jalsas for the khatam of the Quran Sharif and for the commencement of Bukhari Sharif. So like that they used to have jalsas. Whereas Hajj is also one of the farais, like namaz is farz. If a person goes to the masjid 5 times a day and makes his namaz, we don't have jalsa 5 times a day. So this person became a namazi, mashallah. So therefore every namaz that he returns, we have a nice party for him. So it showed that there was something unique about this going for Hajj. There were not so many people going. So on that occasion, because there was a deep-hearted desire to go for Hajj, and financially it was not possible. So somebody that used to go for Hajj used to stir the heart of those that were not going. So in that bayan, I recalled the poetry of some poet, and now I'm recalling it after so many years. I may not remember it properly, but whatever comes to mind, I will recite it before you, some parts of it. In which he says very beautifully, addressing the person that is proceeding to the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Ka'batullah Sharif, for Hajj. Ka'ba ko jaane wale, میرا پیام لے جا کعبہ کو جانے والے میرا پیام لے جا He says, oh, you are going to the Kaaba Sharif. Take my message, take my payam. Then he mentions few things in between which I don't remember very well. Then he says, کعبہ کے پاک در پر سر کو جھکا کے کہنا کعبہ کے پاک در پر سر کو جھکا کے کہنا بیت عتیق کے رب اپنے کرم کا صدقہ کعبہ کے پاک در پر سر کو جھکا کے کہنا بیت عتیق کے رب اپنے کرم کا صدقہ تو نے مجھے بلایا تیرا بہت کرم ہے تو نے مجھے بلایا تیرا بہت کرم ہے ایک اور مضطرب ہے جو مبتلا غم ہے ایک اور مضطرب ہے There is one person who is restless Oh Allah, it is your shukr, your fazl, your ihsan that you called me. Addressing the person that is weak, then go to Kaaba Sharif, put your head on the ground and say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Kaaba ke paak dar par sar ko jhuka ke kehna, baite atiq ke rab, O the rab of Kaabatullah Sharif, apne karam ka sadqa, it is the sadqa of your karam and fazl and ihsan, تو نے مجھے بلایا تیرا بہت کرم ہے ایک اور مضطرب ہے جو مبتلا غم ہے This picture of a person who is not able to go and people are leaving at a time when there were not so many people going and where there was no question of people having made plenty of umrahs before going for Hajj. کعبہ کے پاک در پر سر کو جھکا کے کہنا بیت عتیق کے رب اپنے کرم کا صدقہ تو نے مجھے بلایا تیرا بہت کرم ہے ایک اور مضطرب ہے جو مبتلا غم ہے اس کو بھی تو بلا لے اس کو بھی تو بلا لے دنیا سے دل ہٹا کر اپنا ہی تو بنا لے اس کو بھی تو بلا لے دنیا سے دل ہٹا کر اپنا ہی تو بنا لے او اللہ کال ہیم آلسو میک ہیم یورز دنیا سے دل ہٹا کر اپنا ہی تو بنا لے موو ہز ہارٹ اوے فرام دنیا You are not saying that usage of dunya. Usage of dunya, who doesn't need? Which person is there that can do without dunya? But dunya se dil hata kar apna hi tu bana. So that was at that time when such very few people were going for Hajj. Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after that created the conditions. So that very year, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took this insignificant servant for pilgrimage. And how it happened also, it's a story. So this Hajj that the person goes for, the preparation, as I said, is made long before time. In reality, that preparation is made right from the time of Ramadan. In Ramadan, the person starts the purification process. So that he may be able to see something else when he goes to the Kaaba Sharif. We go to the Kaaba Sharif and we see stones. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkah mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Now with regards to all the construction that took place at different times and all the details, we find it in the books. Tonight it is not my intention to go in that direction. However, this much we learn, that just as the angels make tawaf of the Baitul Ma'mur, the Kaabatullah Sharif is directly beneath the Baitul Ma'mur. وَالْتُورِ وَكِتَابٍ مَسْتُورِ فِي رَقِّبْ مَنْشُورِ وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ So this Baitul Ma'mur, so it is directly, the Kaabatullah Sharif is directly beneath that. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was being sent down to earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, I will send down my house also. Just as here the angels are making tawaf of the Kaaba, of the Baitul Ma'mur, like that, you all will make tawaf of the Baitullah. Just as the angels are facing in the direction of Baitul Ma'mur, the direction of the Kaabatullah Sharif will be faced. The difference is this, that 70,000 angels get a chance only once in their lifetime of making tawaf of the Baitul Ma'mur. Once in a lifetime. Every day 70,000 angels make tawaf, and that is the only opportunity that they get of that tawaf of the Baitul Ma'mur. And Allah Ta'ala has such ihsan on His bandas and on His servants, and especially upon the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are given the opportunity to make tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. We do not know how many times Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has afforded that opportunity. So this Kaabatullah Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself mentioned in the Quran Sharif that Inna awwala baytim wudi'a linnas. Now some have said that the first construction was just Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam. His hukam. Kun fayakun. That is the first thing. That was already the Kaabatullah Sharif. Before any real construction of building or anything took place, it was already Kaabatullah Sharif. Thereafter, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came down, so it was built up. The walls of the Kaaba Sharif were raised. In the floods of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, it was again raised up. Hazrat Shis alayhi salatu wasalam's time, and it carries on like that. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, they rebuild the Kaaba Sharif. It was pointed out to them by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that this is the area upon which the construction must take place. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the builder. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is assisting and helping him. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Foundation is being raised up. And who? Two Nabis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. After that also there have been many constructions. We'll deal with it inshallah. I'm planning to continue with this subject for some period of time if Allah Ta'ala wills. Even though Hujjaj may go and return, we'll carry on. Our Hajj will carry on. So they are raising the foundation. Now from throughout the world, everybody faces in that direction. The objection that some people raise, people of other faiths, that you as Muslims tell us we must not worship idols, and you yourself you worship idols. We ask them that in which way do we worship idols? They say, you also go round and round the Kaaba Sharif. You also kiss the Hajar Aswad. So as far as that is concerned, there is a world of difference. As far as worshipping of idol is concerned, and tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif, there is a world of difference. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli is there. Therefore we are going round and round that tajalli. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not reside there. And although it is disrespectful, but sometimes a person can even climb onto the Kaaba Sharif. We find them climbing onto the Kaaba Sharif for repairs or for some other reasons. But we haven't heard of a person going and standing on top of the idol. Secondly, we don't say that the Kaabatullah Sharif or the Hajar-e Aswad itself helps a person in his problems and difficulties. We are turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us to focus ourselves. So therefore we got the Kaabatullah Sharif. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala made that very, very clear when he kissed the Hajar-e Aswad. He said, Ya yuhal hajar, innaka la tanfa'u wa la tada. Oh, you stone, neither can you benefit nor can you harm. Now of course there's one riwayat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, no other things that I explained there. But in reality it is not the stone itself. He says, if I had not seen my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you, I would not have done so. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kissed it because it was a stone of Jannat. Out of muhabbat he kissed the stone. And every ummati, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak lips were placed on that stone. Therefore, even though that stone may have been wiped and wiped and wiped over the 1400 years, the effect of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak lips are still there. And therefore this Ashik of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he wants to kiss the stone as his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kissed. So there's a world of difference. Then again, sometimes you find people going inside the Kaaba Sharif. The doors are open and they go inside the Kaaba Sharif. Have you heard of anybody opening the stomach of the idol and going inside? Does anybody go inside? So they can go inside the Kaaba Sharif and make ibadat. If you are traveling by aeroplane, then from the top, you're not going to go flat on your stomach to face the Kaaba Sharif when you're making namaz. You're going to stand up and face in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif, showing clearly that it's not those stones. If it had been those stones, so then you would have had to be in line with those stones. So it is that tajalli which is coming right from the top. There are many other differences. But it is that tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which is coming from the top, from the arsh of Allah ta'ala which is down there. And this is what brings me to something that we discussed yesterday morning after Fajr in an informal majlis about this tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it easy for us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot come into any place. We can't confine Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to space. There's no such thing that Allah ta'ala can come and fit into a house, fit into a building, fit into some kind of compartment, nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot come into any kind of space. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli can come into the heart of a mu'min. Just as it comes into the Kaabatullah Sharif, it can come into the heart of a mu'min, the tajalli. Now we say, how can the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala come into the heart of a mu'min? Because that also needs space. How can it come into the Kaaba Sharif? Because it needs space. And Kaabatullah Sharif, there's a certain space. And we say that is where the tajalli of Allah ta'ala is. Therefore, if a person builds a masjid, and he makes the niyat that this is a masjid, and he follows the usuls of establishment of a masjid proper where the namaz will take place. Like here we say within these walls here, that's a masjid. Out of that is a sahan. So then, right up above the heavens and right down seven earth, the whole thing is a masjid. Unless of course, according to the jurists, if a person is excluded from the time that the masjid is established, from the time that they make the plans and everything else, that this area will be masjid. Beneath that will be classrooms for some school or madrasa, or there will be some other things, and upstairs will be something. Now, if they have excluded it from the beginning, then it's different. Otherwise, right through. However, the Kaabatullah Sharif, nobody can make any kind of exclusion. Our masajid, we can make that exclusion, like here we can say that beneath this are going to be classrooms for the madrasa. From the beginning, you can't do it afterwards. But the Kaabatullah Sharif, there's no question now that the person say will make exclusion. That up to the state, up to the level of the walls of the Kaaba Sharif is going to be Kaaba Sharif. And above that we're going to put up some kind of a platform. And we're going to put classrooms there, or we're going to do this there, or do that, then nothing. Therefore you'll find all around the Kaaba Sharif there's everything, but not above the Kaaba Sharif. Because right from the heavens, right beneath, everything is nothing but the Kaaba Sharif. So it is not the walls of the Kaaba Sharif, it is that area where the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is coming right from the heavens. And to understand that, Hakeemul Ummah Hazrat Qadi Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he explained it very briefly, but if you have to go in some detail, then we know that tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot come into any kind of space, or Allah ta'ala cannot come into any kind of space. However, we all say that we can see the sun in the mirror. The sun, we say we can see it in the mirror. Now, millions of miles away, something, we can see it in the mirror. And also the whole sun, where can we bring it into a small little mirror? But I was explaining yesterday that as school children, we used to hold the mirror in our hands, and bring the sun into the mirror and then reflect it on somebody. So although the mirror, there is just a reflection of the sun. However, a person will say that I saw the sun in the mirror. And although the heat may not be the same as that of the sun, but after it has come into the mirror and if you reflect it onto somebody's eyes, it will dazzle the person. Now, if that is the condition of our sun, that sun, we bring it into a small little mirror, and from the mirror we're reflecting it onto somebody's eyes, and the person is getting dazzled. What about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli now? If it is coming into the Kaaba Sharif, and from there the reflection of that now is going through to all those people that are making tawaf, and right around the world wherever people are facing towards the Kaaba Sharif, then what is the difficulty in understanding that tajalli? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli, that is. Therefore, when a person goes there, one is making tawaf of the Baytullah. Tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. That person's tawaf is valid. That person's hajj will be valid. The person's umrah will be valid. We will say the person made tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. And he will get sawab also of making tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. But those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given noor in their hearts, those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made his, those who have got ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who have got the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala already in their hearts, they already got that tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their hearts because they have purified those souls. So now with that tajalli, when they are going to the Kaabatullah Sharif, then that Kaabatullah Sharif, like how that magnet, it pulls metal. In the same way, now this magnet, the Kaabatullah Sharif, and this side, the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the heart of the mu'min. So there is such a pull, that this person then does not make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, he makes tawaf of Rabbul Bayt. Now he makes tawaf of Rabbul Bayt. He is making tawaf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli. Of the master of the Kaabatullah Sharif. There's a very, very big difference in our tawaf and the tawaf of the Ahlullah. The tawaf of the Arifin. The tawaf of those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given his ma'rifat, his yaqeen, his muhabbat, his ishq. Their tawaf is very different from our tawafs. In our tawaf, we do not sense any difference. Nothing. It is like we went round and round. Some stones. But still, we must say that the tawaf is valid. The person will get the sawab. But there is a stage that is higher than that, which a Muslim and a mu'min should aspire for. And that is that he should experience that kayfiyat of making tawaf of Rabbul Bayt. Because the tajalli is there. So that is one thing about the tajalli. Now we will say that the tajalli, if it is coming, then when it came onto the mountain of Tur, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we know the incident. So the mountain shattered to pieces. With just that little bit of tajalli, it shattered to pieces. Smithereens, finished. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that the mountain shattered because it wanted to absorb that noor and tajalli of Allah ta'ala into every crevice and every stone. That's why it shattered. So that tajalli that came, the mountain was wanting to absorb the tajalli. In the ishq and muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, even the stones. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given different kinds of capabilities to different things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to rest his hands on a palm tree and give khutbah. When the mimbar was made, then that tree was cut. Read the story of that tree. It wailed, it cried, like a baby cries. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed his mubarak hand over it. And then even asked some questions. And then it was buried. Sutuna Hannana, it's even known up till today. It's there. So even the trees in the separation from the Mubarak hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they were grieved. We cannot hear them. But they, the Sahabas, even heard. Allah Ta'ala made them hear also. So that nobody can have any kind of objection later. So if that is the condition here, this mountain that shattered to smithereens, it absorbed that noor and the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every piece of stone, it absorbed that noor. But the question is that if that mountain shattered to pieces and shattered to smithereens, Then what about this tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is coming 24 hours out of 24 hours on the Kaabatullah Sharif? 24 hours out of 24 hours. Sixty blessings for those people who are making tawaf. 40 for those who are making namaz. And 20 for those who are just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. Just looking with muhabbat, with azmat, with aqidah, with ishq, with love. They may not be seeing that tajalli, but it is there. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving them such kind of rewards. So before it slips my mind, that point, that why does the Kaaba Sharif then not shatter? Kaaba Sharif is also made of stones, so it should also be shattering. And every person that is just entering the Kaaba Sharif should have gone into a different world, another world. He should have taken off from there. Because of the tajalli, فَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he fell down unconscious, so every haji sahab should have been falling unconscious there. And the mortuary wouldn't have been able to take enough of them there. Then why is it that the Kaaba Sharif is not shattering? So Allah Ta'ala gives us examples in this world that Allah Ta'ala made it easy for us, otherwise nobody would have been able to make hajj. Nobody would have been able to make umrah. So we have what we term as lightning conductors. Lightning strikes, but we say that building was not shattered because it had that lightning conductor. It absorbed it, took it away into the ground and finished. So if man can come up with such kind of invention, then if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got a conductor that absorbs that tajalli into the Kaaba Sharif's earth and does not allow the stones to shatter, and does not allow the people to fall unconscious, then what is it difficult to understand? But the people who have got Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli in their hearts, they can sense that there is a difference. These are not ordinary stones. Therefore we say that it is not permissible to urinate in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. It is not permissible to spit in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. Some are very careless, they spit in the direction of Kaaba Sharif. You go to Haram Sharif, how many people are sleeping, legs straight facing the Kaaba Sharif, as if their legs are making namaz. You have to tap their legs sometimes and say, Shaykh, Kaaba Sharif. So you're not allowed to do that. So many other regulations. Why? Because of the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That you are not facing your legs in the direction of stones. You are not spitting in the direction of stones. You are not urinating in the direction of stones. And yet go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Tayyibah. Now so many hotels that have been built recently. They are unconcerned whether it is being deliberately done by some of those outside constructors, Allah Ta'ala knows. But the fact is unconcerned which direction the toilet is facing. Many, many toilets are facing directly Kaabatullah Sharif. Now the person, the Haji Sahib Bichara is there, for days and days is urinating in the direction of Kaabatullah Sharif. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So this is because there's a tajalli that is coming there. Maybe some differences of opinion on certain things, that is a different thing. But the adab and the ihtiram demands that as far as possible we should not do that unnecessary. And if it is made in that direction, then try to sit at an angle or spit in an angle that it does not go straight towards the Qibla direction. So Kaabatullah Sharif is what gave that whole area its significance. The respect is because of the tajalli that is coming down there. As I said, that the tajalli, this is how we understand it. Kaabatullah Sharif is silent. It's silent. Kaabatullah Sharif does not give any speech. Did anybody hear any speech from the Kaabatullah Sharif? It's absolute silence. As I was explaining yesterday in the morning in that informal majlis, that many of the awliya-i-kiram, many of the great ahlullah, in the latter part of their life, they were absolutely quiet. Very little speech. Just necessary speech. That's all. otherwise sukut. Sukut, khamoshi. But in this silence there was speech, as I have mentioned many times about the grave, that in its silence there is a speech.
یہ ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بزبان حال ہے کہہ رہی تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں.
The قبر is saying, یہ قبر پہ بے کسی, helplessness. It is giving a speech, a very lengthy speech. The speech of the قبر is a very lengthy one. پھر قیامت دے تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو. Oh, you have come to visit, you need eyes to see. I don't need to give you a speech. See who I was, where I was, what I owned, where I traveled, and what gold, silver, uranium, platinum, and everything else I owned. But look at my condition today. If the person earned it halal and spent it in the right manner, no problem. So here the Kaabatullah Sharif also is silent. And if we can't understand that, then I give the example of the current that's flowing in the wires above us. Go outside and you will see the electric wires. And many of them are high voltage. And they say don't come anywhere near it and don't touch it. If you are going to touch it, then that will be the end of your life. So those wires are not giving any speech. But the current that is running through that wire, if it is properly connected somewhere to our plug, so then it will make the fans move, it will make the air conditioners move, it will make big machines move, it will make big electrical equipment move, everything that will, it will make it move. And what is making it move? That silent current that's running through those wires. So if that silent current that's running through those wires can move so many different things, the air conditioners and fans and stoves and fridges and microwaves and everything else, then do you think that tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the current of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli, which is coming down in the Kaaba Sharif, it cannot move the hearts of the people and cannot turn those wheels? Do we think it cannot turn those wheels? But provided the person is connected properly. If he's not connected, there will be nothing moving. But if he's connected, then his akhlaq will move. The person's shukr will move. The person's zuhad and qanaat will move. The person's tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will move. Everything will be in progress now. And everything will be full speed movement, because the person has now connected himself with that silent current that is coming down from above. How else can we explain some certain things? May Allah Ta'ala give me the haqiqah and give you also the haqiqah. So my Hazrat Murshidi Damat Barakatuhum, he says with regards to the same Kaaba Sharif.
Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam.
By Hajj is a thing of ishq and muhabbat. And therefore, one is dry explanation of Hajj. Masail of Hajj, we can give it in a few minutes. And one is to develop that ishq and muhabbat. Because everything of Islam is based on ishq and muhabbat. Namaz is on ishq and muhabbat. Fasting is on ishq and muhabbat. Zakat is on ishq and muhabbat. Hajj is on ishq and muhabbat. Ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala is nothing but ishq and muhabbat. Ta'alluq with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is ishq and muhabbat. If that is not there, then it is just how a person is told that if you drive fast, you'll be fine. So now he's driving slow. And if you do this, you'll get fined. So therefore he's not doing it. If you don't have license, you'll be fine. So he's getting his license. That means everything just because you'll be punished. So therefore you are doing it. So that is like the person who says that because if I don't make my namaz, then I'll go to Jahannam, so make 5 times namaz. If I don't fast, I'll go to Jahannam, so fast in Ramadan. If I don't give zakat, then the snakes will bite, so therefore give zakat. Now is that the shan of a mu'min? Indeed, we'll say that that is also a ghanimat, that it is something that at least prevents the person from disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But that is not a shan of a mu'min. The shan of a mu'min is ishq and muhabbat, and you must see it in his life that there's ishq and muhabbat. The haji sahab, you must see ishq and muhabbat. Everything of hajj is ishq and muhabbat.
Kaha meri qismat tawaf-e haram, jis zami par chale the nabi ke qadam. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم.
I've discussed that many a times, but I want to go on to that which is related to the Kaaba Sharif.
معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمان تھے, معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمان تھے, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم.
I had indicated 45 minutes will be tonight's program, so I think we are coming to almost 40 minutes. So although there is the taqaza to continue, but it is necessary that we stop so that you don't lose your confidence and trust when the person announces something and they abide by it. And it is also sometimes desirable that you leave it where the ishtiyaq and the desire to listen remains, instead of getting tired and say, now we heard enough. Wallah, there is such enjoyment in speaking about the Kaabatullah Sharif, about Allah Ta'ala's ishq and muhabbat, about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat. The person can go on and on. It's like the waves of the ocean, as you have heard so many times.
سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی اے موجے مسلسل, نہیں ختم ہوتی اے موجے مسلسل, میرے بحر غم کا کنارا نہیں ہے. سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین, والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, forgive each and every one of us, forgive each and every one of us, forgive each and every one of us, Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. My beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Day and night, we use your bounties for your disobedience. Ya Rabbi Kareem, there is no one for us besides you. There is no other door that we can tap besides your door. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you can change the conditions. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with taqwa in our lives. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Protect and safeguard us from jealousy, from malice, from greed, from pride, from arrogance. Protect us and safeguard us, my beloved Allah, from adultery, fornication, watching haram, listening to haram, speaking haram, engaging in any kind of haram activity. Ya Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night, sins of the eyes, ears, tongues, hands and feet, heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us, Nabi Allah, with barakat in our businesses, our home, our life, our time. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who have met up with accidents, those who are in hospitals, those who have undergone operations, those who will be undergoing operations, Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless everyone with complete shifa. We know that sometimes physical ailments, physical sicknesses and diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy. But my beloved Allah, even if it is a rahmat and mercy for whomsoever it may be, change it to the rahmat of good health. Bless them all with complete shifa. Cure and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride and anger. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. We are being lashed by fitnas from all sides. Am kidar jaye, mere maula, am kidar jaye. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, wherever there is drought, famine, floods, earthquakes, or other kinds of disasters, as at present in Pakistan, Palestine, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia. Ey Rabbi Kareem, jahan kahin bhi musalman pareshan hai, unki pareshani ko dur. Ya insaniyat pareshan hai, unki pareshani ko dur farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, those who are suffering, help them, assist them, remove the difficulties, suffering and hardships. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or womanizing, or adultery, or fornication, or any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Rabbi Kareem, protect us and safeguard us from embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation. Hum sabko ek bana aur nek bana. Hamari aulaad ko hamari aankhon ki thandak bana. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hamare haal par raham farma. Raham farma. Raham.
Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda.
با امید کرم آیا. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا. Hey Rabbi Kareem, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hey Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna of each and every individual who have raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Hey Rabbi Kareem, with great hope and umeed they have raised their hands. Fulfill their good wishes, desires and tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.